Writing a biography of John Updike might pose a problem. The acclaimed American writer of elegant essays and elegiac novels and short stories may have been a genius, but he was also disconcertingly normal. He liked to drink, but wasn't a drunk. He had three marriages, but wasn't a womanizer. He could be wistful, but rarely depressed. He was a straight white Christian man who liked golf. How do you write a book about an artist like that? Adam Begley, who was books editor of the New York Observer and has written for many publications, has produced a prodigious biography of the man who's often considered the most accomplished American writer. The book is simply Updike. Adam Begley joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Tell us the story. John Updike was the first guy to make you laugh?
Yeah, that's a story that my parents told me all through my childhood. My father and John were classmates at college, and they were living in Cambridge, and John dropped by one afternoon, and apparently I was sitting in a little baby chair, and there was a bowl of fruit next to it, and John picked up three oranges and started juggling, and apparently I laughed in a deep baby way, and it was the first time I laughed, and that's what I'd been told all my life.
How did growing up in Shillington, Pennsylvania, form John Updike's view of the world? He thought of it as a big city.
Well, he thought of it as a complete world and the center of the universe. It was a very settled place when he was growing up, though he was born during the Depression and World War II followed shortly thereafter. There was in Shillington, in his world, very little change, and that stability meant a lot to him. Shillington was in an interesting place in the American cosmos, which is it was that little town on the edge of a bigger city called Reading, Pennsylvania, and it was sort of trapped between the urban world and the rural world. Mm-hmm. And encroaching city meant that it might possibly have seemed to him in some ways stable but endangered, a lifestyle that couldn't last.
How does somebody come out of Harvard and become the quintessential New Yorker writer?
Well, he once described the New Yorker voice, that we, as a bunch of dazed farm boys who were dazzled and delighted by New York. Mm-hmm. And so in a sense, you want to be a little tiny bit of an outsider if you want to get that quintessential New York voice.
Segment 1.
Writing a biography of John Updike might pose a problem. The acclaimed American writer of elegant essays and elegiac novels and short stories may have been a genius, but he was also disconcertingly normal. He liked to drink, but wasn't a drunk. He had three marriages, but wasn't a womanizer. He could be wistful, but rarely depressed. He was a straight white Christian man who liked golf. How do you write a book about an artist like that? Adam Begley, who was books editor of the New York Observer and has written for many publications, has produced a prodigious biography of the man who's often considered the most accomplished American writer. The book is simply Updike.
Segment 2.
Adam Begley joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Tell us the story. John Updike was the first guy to make you laugh?
Yeah, that's a story that my parents told me all through my childhood. My father and John were classmates at college, and they were living in Cambridge, and John dropped by one afternoon, and apparently I was sitting in a little baby chair, and there was a bowl of fruit next to it, and John picked up three oranges and started juggling, and apparently I laughed in a deep baby way. And it was the first time I laughed, and that's what I'd been told all my life.
Segment 3.
How did growing up in Shillington, Pennsylvania, form John Updike's view of the world? He thought of it as a big city.
Well, he thought of it as a complete world and the center of the universe. It was a very settled place when he was growing up, though he was born during the Depression and World War II followed shortly thereafter. There was in Shillington, in his world, very little change, and that stability meant a lot to him. Shillington was in an interesting place in the American cosmos, which is it was that little town on the edge of a bigger city called Reading, Pennsylvania, and it was sort of trapped between the urban world and the rural world.
Segment 4.
Mm-hmm. And encroaching city meant that it might possibly have seemed to him in some ways stable but endangered, a lifestyle that couldn't last.
How does somebody come out of Harvard and become the quintessential New Yorker writer?
Well, he once described the New Yorker voice, that we, as a bunch of dazed farm boys who were dazzled and delighted by New York. Mm-hmm. And so in a sense, you want to be a little tiny bit of an outsider if you want to get that quintessential New York voice.